105 Drive with Tim Willett.
All right, it has just gone 5:30, and my guest in the studio this afternoon is Ben, who is one of the team behind this year's Oxjam Cambridge Takeover. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, let's, for people who don't know what Oxjam is, in a nutshell, explain what it is.
Well, it's hundreds of music events going on all over the UK to raise money for the charity of Oxfam.
Yeah.
It's been going for a few years now. Last year in Cambridge, we broke our previous record by raising about £7,000,
mm-hmm.
which we're hoping to break this year. For the first time ever, we've got the Market Square as a venue, as a daytime venue on the actual event.
Yep.
And then we've got five venues in the evening. We've got the Flying Pig, Relent Records, the Great Northern, and the Emperor. That's on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be going on from about 4 until later, where we might have some late-night venues.
Okay.
And we'll be putting on local artists.
Yeah. So this is a charitable event that takes place all around the country. Cambridge has been doing it for, I don't know how many years it has, since I, at least the last 4 or 5, possibly longer than that. And this year there's quite a new group of people involved in running the Cambridge Takeover, is that right? Is this the
yeah.
first time you've been involved with it?
This is my first time.
Okay, so how did you get involved?
Well, my friend who's the manager, Lisa Carhill, she sent me a message saying, oh, you know a load of bands, don't you? You've worked with some venues. Do you mind giving us a hand with this? I went, yeah, go on, I'm up for that. Expecting to send a couple of dozen emails and put people in contact with people. But that's...
Now you're sitting in a radio station.
Yeah, now I'm in a radio station and I've got about 6 months' work ahead of me.
Okay.
So thanks
for that. So what is your official role then?
I am production coordinator.
Okay.
Which basically means I'm in charge of getting all the bands together, sorting them all out, putting them in the venues, working out timings and mm-hmm. other stressful things that...
Yes. I do that job for a living. It is an absolute nightmare sometimes, so I don't envy you whatsoever. So the main event is in October, 17th of October.
October 17th.
So you mentioned some of the venues there. Some of them are new for this year. So you mentioned the Market Square.
Market Square is the first time that'll ever have been done.
Will that be a daytime thing?
That'll be a daytime thing.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere between 9 and 5 o'clock.
Okay. Then you've got Relevant Records, which is also a new addition for this year.
Yep.
And then some of your regular places, like the Emperor.
The Emperor and the Great Northern.
Have been involved the last couple of years as well.
Flying Pig, I think, did last year as well.
Yeah. So it's a real mixture of different music genres as well, isn't it? It's bands, it's singer-songwriters, it's...
And have rock, we'll have acoustic... Some old schools and probably some indie or something.
So, do you have to program different types of music that suit the venues that you're working with?
Oh, well, yeah, we're going to have. I believe the Emperor's going to be sort of the more classic rock sort mm-hmm. of things. That's what I'm planning on. So, they'll all be. Each venue will have their own set type of music, so we don't go from some rock to some acoustic to dubstep or anything. It's all going to be one specific genre for each place.
Okay. And the way it works is that people can get a wristband or a ticket that then allows them to go into all of the different venues across the day.
Yeah, there'll be
and see all the different music.
There'll be a fee on the door of each place, or you can get a wristband which will allow you to come and go to all of them.
Yeah. And what's different this year to last year is that for the last few years, a lot of the venues have been very close together, sort of really in the corridor, sort of Regent Street area. Obviously, now you're branching out because you've got Relevant Records, which is Mill Road, you've got Flying Pig, which is Hills Road. So... obviously covering a wider area this time as well. Is there a reason why you've gone for some new venues? Have they wanted to be involved? Have you approached them? Or
They've wanted to be involved. We've approached a couple.
Yeah.
So some have approached us. And, it's just so people don't have to walk quite so far, although it means that we'll be running around an awful lot more.
Mm.
But, yeah, it brings it to more people, gets more people aware of the work that Oxfam will be doing.
Yeah. So you're also doing a couple of events in the lead up to this main event by way of raising a bit more money and awareness of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So the main reason I invited you in was to talk about the Buskathon, which you're doing next weekend.
That's the 25th,
yeah. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, what we'll be doing is we'll have buskers all around the sort of Grafton Centre area playing music. I think we've got a street magician.
Okay.
Someone will be doing card tricks, and we'll have people around there with buckets and T-shirts and handing out flyers. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone who wants to get involved in that, we're still looking for people to get involved.
Yep.
If anyone's interested, then send us an email at oxjamcambridgetakeover.gmail.com.
Okay.
Or to help out my volunteers coordinator, you could email oxjamcamvolunteers@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. That's just Oxjam Cambridge.
All right, so you're looking for people to take part in terms of performers and also people to volunteer to shake bucket. Not that you're actually legally allowed to shake bucket.
Yeah, that's weird. Apparently it's intimidating.
Yes, you just have to hold it and
you just have to hold it and go, yeah. Please.
Yes,
please.
Yeah, you're not actually allowed to shake it. We've done that before. No one's come arrested me, but it's frowned upon, apparently. And so people to volunteer for that. And presumably you're also looking for people to volunteer in the actual main event in October, people to steward events and keep an eye on things, take money on the door and stuff like that.
People to take money on the door, people to help out with tech. We've got a thing called Teen Jam.
Oh, yes, you're doing that again.
Which we did last year.
Yep.
That's at the Portland Arms on the 20th of September. And, we're looking for it's an under-18s thing. The bands don't have to be under 18, but we're looking for bands to come and perform then. Anyone who's interested in sort of tech or management should also get in contact with us.
Okay.
There'll be raffles. You can have we can have your tracks recorded.
Okay.
And it should be it'll be quite a nice night for them.
So are you looking for people to apply to take part to play in Teen Jam and the main event, bands and artists?
Teen Jam, the Buskathon, the actual event.
Okay.
We're looking for, as you said, singers, songwriters, bands.
Mm-hmm.
If you fancy doing some poetry, I'm interested in seeing if we can't get some comedians up. And
okay, so not
well.
Not just music then, it's
not
other
just music, we'll
speech-based stuff as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to find just anyone who fancies coming in.
Comedy would be quite cool.
Yeah, I think that's something I'm interested in.
Mm. Cambridge has got a decent spoken word scene as well, so
there's lots
you probably get quite a few poets
and
people that are interested in doing that sort of thing. Okay, so remind us of the email address for people that if they want to take part in terms of performing. You said it was
It's oxjamcambridgetakeover@gmail.com, or if you want to volunteer, oxjamcamvolunteers@gmail.com, or as
okay.
I said, Facebook or Twitter, and we'll be able to get in contact with you.
Well, if you manage to email people and get the email address correct, then you pass the first hurdle, because that's quite a long email address.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Oxjam Cambridge. There's a lot of scope for getting the spelling wrong there somewhere for some people. So, okay. Is there a particular deadline you're looking for people to take part, to enter this?
For the main event, the deadline for bands and acts will be the 31st of August.
Right.
So that gives us time to work out everyone who will be getting involved and work out times for them. But for the Buskathon and Team Jam, just get in contact with us.
Okay.
Email, Facebook, Twitter.
All right. And how many of you are there involved at the moment in terms of the organisation committee?
The main people who we went to a conference in Oxford.
Yes.
So my phone predictive text is now Oxjam, Oxfam, Oxford, whenever I've been owning it. There was four of us going there. Me, the two managers, fundraising coordinators. But we've also got a couple of tech guys and a couple of people helping out.
Yep.
So that's pretty much just us.
You got a bit of experience in terms of you know of bands and people like that. What other you've got people that have got experience in event management and running these sorts of things involved as well?
The two sort of co-manager people, they've done it for the last couple of years,
right.
And they're now on a slightly higher level as far as I'm aware. But we have a lot of first timers coming in.
So from a volunteer point of view, if someone is interested in getting into a career in event management or any sort of thing to do with live events, then it's just a great opportunity to get involved and pick up some skills as well.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ben, for coming in and telling us about it. We're going to send a reporter down to cover the Buskathon next Saturday. We'll feature that on our Summer Saturday show. It's handy at the Grafton Centre because we can just walk from here. It's not very far away.
Hopefully it'll be a nice day as well.
Hopefully it will be. So that's the 25th of July. All day outside the Grafton Centre. And then you said Teen Jam was the 20th of September.
The 20th of September.
Which is a Sunday. at the Portland Arms, and then you've got the main event, which is Saturday the 17th of October at the, I'm going to see if I can remember them, the Emperor, the Great Northern, the Flying Pig, Relevant Records, Market Square.
That'll do.
Bingo. There we go.
And tickets will be available soon, and
okay.
You'll see posters and loads more coverage yep. coming about.
Well, we'll get you guys on air as well. We'll be broadcasting from some of the events as well on the 17th. Definitely the Emperor, because we've done that the last couple of years. Maybe even the Market Square this year as well, if we feel enthusiastic enough to do two in one day. We'll see if we can our resources can stretch that far. We'll see what we can do. All right, brilliant. Thank you for coming in, Ben. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Cheers.
For having us.